This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Special holiday edition of the show. I hope wherever you are, you're safe and sound and having a chance to just take a breath and reflect back on 2020. I've done that a lot this week. I was thinking about this before I came on the air, and 2020 has been quite a year. You know, we start off the year, there's heavy optimism because it's a brand new decade. And with a new decade, there is this renewed sense of this is going to be great. We're heading into something completely different. And here's all my goals, personal goals and professional goals, or here's, you know, forecasting what I want to see happen. And unfortunately, the pandemic changed all of that for all of us, because then we live under what I call the giant question mark. And it created so much uncertainty, unemployment, struggles for so many families. That uncertainty where in the very beginning everything fell off the table, and then some people were lucky enough, and they did this, they reinvented, they reimagined, and they were lucky enough to be able to make that happen, make that shift to move forward with whatever it was that they were going to do next. And that's what happened to so many people, blue-collar workers, white-collar workers. We saw teachers having to learn Zoom. People didn't know what Zoom was. As somebody who would take the show on the road and I would go and give speeches, I would talk about better connection and to use Zoom so you could see people's faces. And I was one of like 10 million people who had Zoom. It's just a platform. It's just a technology, right? But then all of a sudden it exploded to 300 million people because everybody had to use some sort of platform, and that was one of the easy ones. And so teachers suddenly, who were used to teaching in classrooms and were there with kids and had that experience, had to figure out ways to connect to kids through technology. And children of all ages, whether they are young, you know, kindergarten, first grade-ish, or whether they're middle school or high school, had to figure out how to learn virtually. And what an upender it was for, and has been, for education. I saw that in my own family, my nephew taking his senior year, where all the way up until March, they're in the classroom and he's having a good year. And this is the big year, you know, when you're the senior, where at the end you can really celebrate. And all of that was upended for him and for all of those seniors, college seniors and the high school seniors, because they were virtual. So things that they were doing, whether it was baseball games, football games, whatever, all of that really changed. The sports world changed because now there were no fans. There were cardboard cutouts that you could get in stadiums. And see, there's a shift where, what do we do? How do we involve people? You had the NBA play in a bubble in Orlando, because they wanted the season to go on and had to figure out how to do it. It was all about taking temperatures when there were people allowed in stadiums, a very small amount, and figuring out what the percentages were. And we certainly saw many, many shifts there. And now here we are at the end of 2020, getting ready to bounce into 2021, and we still are dealing with COVID-19 and what happens next? Who gets the vaccine? How many people are going to get the vaccine? Can you get this herd immunity? It seems that that's inevitable based just scientifically. But then there's concerns of people who don't want to get the vaccine. They're worried about what could happen, what the effects of that vaccine would be for them, what the side effects are. So you have people, prominent people, that are getting the vaccine live on television so people can see it. You had Mike Pence, the VP, do that. You had President-elect Joe Biden do the same thing. And there are other athletes and other actors that are talking about doing that in their communities as well. And as we say goodbye to 2020, you look at the people that we lost, and you look at in the beginning of the year before the pandemic, Kobe Bryant, who died in a plane crash on January 26 with his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi. They were going to a basketball game. He was coaching. He was helping young women. He became an advocate for women's basketball. After he left the game in 2016, there were family friends that were on board the helicopter. It crashed. That became a shocking and a huge story in January, at the end of January. And I can remember for me, my phone just with texts and calls just exploded because people wanted me to come on shows, radio shows across the country, and television shows to talk about Kobe Bryant. I interviewed him in my career a couple of times, he's from Philadelphia, and I'm from just outside of Philadelphia, and to give my perspective on Kobe Bryant and just as an NBA player. So at the age of 41, shocking and to see that happened. And certainly there were other deaths that also were markers, I guess, of culture and society. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek at 80, certainly one of the biggest television personalities. He really touched the lives of a lot of contestants, and I think viewers too. And he died. He had pancreatic cancer, and he fought it pretty well. I mean, for over a year, he was there fighting, and he was talking about it, especially toward the end, and had written a book and said he felt grateful for his life and his children and his wife and all of that. And Alex Trebek dying at the age of 80, and coronavirus taking the lives of people that were well known and people that were young. Nick Cordero, his battle with the virus was everywhere. He was just 41 years old, and he was someone for Broadway people that he was well known, and he had a young child. So I think that really came home, you know, with a lot of people that really brought it home that, hey, this is a guy who was young, who had just had a child, who was working hard in the entertainment industry, finally was getting some breaks, and then, you know, sadly, look what happens there. And I mentioned Alex Trebek, and then you think of, and here's somebody I met briefly, just how the business is at Yankee Stadium, covering a playoff game between the Yankees and the Texas Rangers. And I was on the road, and Regis Philbin was there. He was a huge Yankee fan and friends with George Steinbrenner. He died at the age of 88, and he's, of course, a television host for a long time, for decades. That was the thing, that no one will ever break the string of Regis Philbin. So he passes away, and that was one of those, I think, marker moments, too. And how about Little Richard at the age of 87? You go back to these throwback songs, you can't get into a car and not hear at some point some Little Richard song. And in fact, on these airwaves, we certainly have played some of his music. And there were other deaths of note, too, but those are just a couple that I picked out. I think another sad one was Kelly Preston, the actress, and, you know, she was 57 and the wife of John Travolta as well. So 2020, a curveball for so many of us, but really so much about the coronavirus. All right, hang with us. We're going to you next as we hit the mailbag.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, once again, mailbag. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts 24/7 as you are listening to me, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. So easy to remember. That's why I made it easy to remember. And you do remember it. Let's go to our first one. This is Shelley. Hey, Kate Delaney, I've never emailed the show, but I wanted to give you a high five. I started listening probably about 6 months ago. I live in Tucson, and a group of my friends have found you, and they told me about the show. They were telling me about some of the things that you do on the show, something about nailing the football game, and you'll have to tell me about that. But anyway, I enjoy it. I like the way that you weave in some of the tales, so I just wanted to let you know that, and let you know that you have some fans here in Tucson for sure. Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it. I don't usually read all those kinds of all that kind of mail on the airs, but I thought I would do it because I love that I have some fans in Tucson. Arizona is one of my favorite places. I've talked about that before, spending time in Tucson, spending time in Sedona and Phoenix and those outlying areas. I love the landscape, the topography, as they say. I do. And there's something about it. I used to live in New Mexico and spent a lot of time in Arizona. So just quickly to your question, we do a thing during the football season, and sometimes we do it for other sports, called Nail the Score. I just pick a game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You call up or send me an email. Pick a side and let me know who you think is going to win the game. And if you nail it, you win the prizes. And we've had a couple of big winners in the past, but haven't had any recently. So there you go. So thanks for that, Cher. All right, we move on to Bill. And Bill says, Kate, what's happening with the mutant strain in the UK? I think it is scary to see what's happening with their lockdown and the fact that obviously it's got to be a serious thing, or why would Britain cut off Canada and so many other people with the strain. I think there's nothing but questions that we keep coming up with this stupid virus. I like how you threw in stupid. Oh, there are so many words that have been used to describe the virus. It's the variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. That's, you know, how they're officially saying it. What do the scientists know about it? First of all, there's so much they don't know, so they've tightened the restrictions over Christmas. They certainly have done that. And they're worried about it spreading around the world. So mutations happen as the virus replicates. And this variant specifically is known as B.1.1.7, you know, because they have to name it something. And it came to the attention of researchers in December when they started to get more samples from parts of southern England, and it turns out to have been collected from patients as early as September. Oh, my gosh. So what do we know? Is it more contagious than other viruses? That was my big question. Researchers in the UK have found that the virus is spreading quickly in parts of southern England, which is why the lockdown, which is why saying other countries saying don't come here is because of the spread of it. Now, what does that mean? I'm not going to go ridiculously too deep on this email, but from what I know, because I've been looking into it, into what's out there, it has an increased transmission rate of 50% to 70% compared with other variants in the UK. Yikes. So something to watch, B117. All right, piggybacking on that, this one from Jake, who says, Kate, you know, the vaccine, obviously probably you and I and others will be last on the list to get the vaccine. If you look at the phases, the frontline workers, age, all of that, do you think by June you'll be vaccinated and I'll be vaccinated? I'm 30 years old and healthy. I do. Those that are distributing it, the scientific community, the amount of doses, all of that, that should be by June, and then anyone who wants a vaccine it all the way through, depending on which one you get, it should be completely finished by July. Again, should, because it hasn't happened. I mean, the doses are rolling out, people are getting it. But there could be some question marks. We can't answer that. That if everything goes well, that's what it looks like, right? And then the question is that I think people want to know, and I don't know how you answer this, does life go back to normal? And I think that what we call normal, because I think there are some changes that are going to stick, but normal, when you just jump in your car, go wherever you're going to go, is when you've got enough protection against the virus. So when there's enough protection against the virus and that happens, then there you go. So unvaccinated majorities would still have a chance or be vulnerable to getting infected, but the vaccines are showing what they're calling pretty robust protection against becoming sick. So that part is good. Wow, it just seems like we've been in this forever, doesn't it? It does. It feels like 2020 felt like the longest year. That's the movie name, 2020, the longest year of our lives. All right, how about this one from Mac. Mac emailed us a bunch this year. Mac says, hey, Kate Delaney, I am wondering, I was listening to you talk the other day about your favorite parts of Christmas, I think in a roundabout way, Christmas movies and that kind of thing. And I was wondering, what is your favorite part, I guess? I don't know that I heard you say that. My favorite part of Christmas? Well, remembering the reason we're celebrating it, right? So feeling that peace and connection and whatnot. You know, my favorite part of Christmas is that I can just relax, is that I'm just let the day unfold, especially now because you're not going anywhere, or I'm not going anywhere, and it just means relaxing and hanging out. And it's, to me, Christmas has always felt like that. You're hanging out with family or just relaxing unless you're working. And, of course, in this business, a lot of times I did have to work on a Christmas, and then that was a little bit different. But there's like a chill in the air, right? Because you don't hear, even when you're in a big city, you just don't hear all the noises that you normally would hear, I guess, if that makes sense. And that's what I like. I like that sense of calm, especially in a very uncalm situation for so many, right? Calm is just not, it's just not what you think about. All right, we go to this one from Dawn, and Dawn is listening to us in Portland. It's nice, we've got lots of people listening to us in Portland. I think that also, by the way, listen at different times. You can always listen to the show, GCNlive.com. Go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, and hear the show, by the way, if you catch it at different times. So Dawn's question is, what do you think some of the biggest losses were in 2020? Well, that's a big question. The biggest losses, I mean, the saddest losses to me are the livelihoods of so many people and the lives of people. And if you don't know anybody who died or aren't connected to someone who died, it's a different, it's different for them. I mean, it's completely different. I mentioned that I know a couple of people who lost, two people who lost fathers, and they had a hard time grappling with that because they were both healthy, and it was sad and miserable because you can't even have the services that you would normally have. And I know somebody else who lost a husband, and he was in his 50s too, and he was a principal, and it was shocking and not unexpected that he got COVID and died. He was around, he wore masks and stuff, but he was in education, and it's a dangerous frontline spot. And he was around people who didn't always mask up because they try to contact trace it. And that's the belief, is that's where it happened, and sad. And that's the thing about the virus, right? So the virus takes hold, and who knows where it goes. And so to me, the economic factors for people and for our lives, the change in our lives, that what you might have taken for granted. And again, I guess to me, I just think of the call someone up, jump in the car. Whew, we're headed here. We're going to the bookstore. We're going here. We're running around. We're going to see people. People are coming to see us. That all changed. And then we had to learn about social distancing. And then we had to meet up with people. And normally, I'm sure many of you experience this, you're giving people elbow high fives instead of hugs. And that was really, really very strange to do that, to greet people that way. So it's the change in what's happened in our lives because of, you know, COVID-19. And then what happens as we move forward. So that's the biggest. Again, anybody listening 24/7, happy, happy to everybody. Anytime, you can send me your thoughts. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A new variant of the coronavirus, first identified in South Africa, has been detected in the United Kingdom. Health officials there say the new strain appears to be even more infectious than the variant that has emerged in the UK over the last 2 weeks, causing a surge of new cases there. Dr. Michael Osterholm says we should be worried about both new strains spreading in the U.S. The head of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota tells CNN that new variants emerging could just be our new reality.
We have to be very concerned about this strain, but in addition, there's another strain that's separate and different that's circulated in South Africa. That may even be a bigger threat to us right now than the one in the U.K. But this both strains like this as it is right now is telling us that this is probably the new reality that we're going to start seeing more and more of the emergence of these very changed strains from what we had when the pandemic first began.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons include former campaign manager Paul Manafort and longtime advisor Roger Stone. Manafort spent almost 2 years in prison on charges of bank and tax fraud and illegal foreign lobbying. Trump had previously commuted Stone's sentence for obstruction of Congress. Both men were charged as part of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. President Trump has also issued a veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where a veto override is likely. The president says a bill without changes to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act allows threats to national security and election integrity to go on unchecked. The bill passed both houses earlier this month by a veto-proof majority. The override votes could come as early as next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Geralyn Linder, and I'll tell you what, she is in one of my favorite places on the face of the earth. I wish I was right there next to her. So for everybody listening, she's in Brooklyn, New York, and Brooklyn, New York is like the new Manhattan. She told me that, and sure enough, she's right. Everybody calls it the new Manhattan. So Geralyn, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
The book that you wrote, we talked about this off the air, The Dog That Couldn't Bark. I love that title. And I love the title for another reason, because it's creative and clever, but there's a reason for it. So tell us why you called your book The Dog That Couldn't Bark.
Well, like, it's an interesting story. Me and my fiance was driving around, and it was raining really hard. And I saw this lady and her daughter. And they were crossing the street, and she had a little puppy on the end of her string. And no matter how hard she pulled him, he would not make no noise. He would not make no noise whatsoever. He wouldn't whimper, And I said to my parents, I said, you know what? I could write a book about that. The dog that couldn't bark. And he says, I know. He says, you could pluck anything out of the sky and write about it. So that's how I got that title. And he was perfect because he would not open his little mouth.
The dog that couldn't bark. So tell us about the story. So you plucked it out of the sky. Great title. You saw the dog. I love this. And it gave you the inspiration. Tell us about the story.
Well, this dog was born with it was born with four other pups. And out of the four of them, he's the only one that doesn't have a voice now. For whatever reason, he was born with a little defect that he cannot bark. But all the other dogs could bark, but he can't. So these pups are destined to go to a shelter to be adopted. And the story goes is, you know, basically, we can't judge people if they have a defect. That doesn't mean that we can't lead and live a normal life if there's something wrong with us. And this is the point I try to show in this book, in this story, whether it's just for children as well as for adults, that whether you are a puppy or if you are human, if you are born and you cannot speak, look how many people in this world that cannot speak or hear, but they still found ways to talk. They can still communicate, still lead a normal life. And so that's the lesson I want them to go across with that story.
And it's a lesson that, you know, it's a kid's book, but it's really a kid's quasi-adult book because of the lesson in it. And we see there's lots of books like that, and I think yours falls into that category. It's a great gift for people who feel like they're different. And, you know, let's be honest, Sherilyn, almost everyone has some part of them, I think, where they feel a little bit insecure about something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful book. My illustrators, great, great, great people, very great people. And we really put a lot into this book because we want everyone, not just, you know, just one group of people. We really want everyone to totally love this book. The families in the book are biracial families. And some people might not like it, but it's our world. It's our world. And I'm just going to tell you, you love who you love. And there's no color on love.
Wow, you are like a quote machine. We need to make some T-shirts. There's no color on love. You are so right. I mean, absolutely. And it's sad. It's sad that sometimes people are judged before anything's even happened, before they've even uttered a word or they've even done something that they're capable of doing. For goodness sake, I thought in my head immediately when you talked about not being able to hear or talk, Stephen Hawking, the great Stephen Hawking. I mean, there's no Stephen Hawking if he feels limited because of what happened to him.
But you notice how you just talked about him? You said the great Stephen Hawking. That means that it didn't matter. He still was able to let the world know who he was. And he was not always like that because he didn't have that deformity. It happened later on in life. He still continued with life. And that's the blessing.
Right.
Because him living and still teaching taught a lot of people, if I can do this, you can do it.
Yeah, and it's so true. So true. And I got to think that you do like dogs. Do you have a dog? Do you like dogs?
I have a dog and I have a cat.
A dog and a cat. So equal opportunity. A dog and a cat. So you can't be labeled as just a dog person. You're a dog and a cat person.
I love animals. I love all animals.
Yeah.
I love all animals.
What kind of cat is it and what kind of dog?
I have a pit bull mix. Mm. He's mixed with a golden retriever. So he's not the standard short pit bull. He's leggy. So when he runs, he literally gallops through the house.
I love that. Gallops after the cat. It's funny. We have something in common.
Yes.
We have something in common. I have a new puppy. I guess I've had him for 7 months. And his name is Guinness. And Guinness is part golden retriever. So he gallops around the house. He has those skinny legs you're talking about.
And he has big paws.
And he has big paws. And he's part Irish setter. But I think he's a New Yorker. I think he's like a New Yorker. He reminds me of, because I'm a New Yorker originally, he reminds me of living in New York. He's just a little bit of everything, and he's just going to come right at you. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. Right?
But just my dog, the thing is with pit bulls, they have such a bad reputation. Because people, when they see them, they're like, oh, let's just run, let's run. I raised them as a family dog. It's how you raise your dog. And that goes with humans.
Right.
It's how you raise your children. We do our best, and we raise them with the right morals, you know, and after they reach 18, we cross our fingers that everything goes fine. But most of the time, 9 times out of 10, when you raise them right, they'll come out right. My dog, I got him when he was 6 months old, and I raised him as a family dog. Now, the family's not sort of afraid of him, but when I go outside, people give me a wide berth. Yeah, because he's so big now, and he looks like a miniature cow.
Oh, that's great. I'm just picturing that. Miniature cow. Now,
yeah, I kind of got him on a little diet now.
I love that. How about the cat? What kind of cat do you have?
Okay, he's a short hair cat, and actually that's his best friend. They're best friends.
I
think they bonded. Yeah, because I was having some things done on the house, and a maintenance made a mistake and left my window open. So squirrels got in my house, and these two were chasing the squirrels all over the house, and they chased the squirrels until they ran out the window, and the poor cat, not knowing any better, he went right out the window with the squirrels. And I think that he didn't really hurt himself. So he was a little limpy for a while, but I think that made they bond so close.
Made the two of them bond.
You know,
there's like a theme in your life and a theme in this story, the dog that couldn't bark, because it's all the things that we're talking about. That you're embracing it all. And that's what you're telling people to do. I mean, that's really the lesson. When people read your book, besides the great illustrations and the funny story, the funny moments and all the things that happen, what is the big takeaway you want for people?
Be kind. Be kind. Don't discriminate. Help each other. We all have to live on this planet. Share the world. And I think that's a small thing to ask for. Because our world is huge. It's humongous. It has all these people. But we can't share. And I think if people would be kind to those that are less fortunate than they are, we wouldn't have half the problems we have. You know, and then our children wouldn't grow. We wouldn't have bullies. You know?
Right.
We wouldn't have that. So that's what I want people to take from this. Just be kind. Be kind to each other.
I like it. Be kind is a great place to end this. And Geraldine Linder, the book is called The Dog That Couldn't Bark. Pick it up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. And we wish you the very best. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And also, Brooklyn rocks.
It sure does.
It's the best. I love Brooklyn. Thanks. Thanks to everybody for listening to this fabulous interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Excited to be joined by our next guest here on Author's Corner, and he's in a beautiful place that now I just scribbled down that I want to go to Mornington Peninsula in Australia because of the way he described it, the water, just the surf, the whole thing. And he's an incredible artist, and I haven't seen all of his work, but I've seen some of his work, and certainly I've seen his heart poured into Queen Alexandra's coloring book. And when you think of coloring books, adult coloring books, and what they do and the release they give to so many people and the beauty and what goes in behind it, you'll really get Andrew, I think. So, Andrew, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, it's an honor and a privilege. Thank you very much. I'm stoked to be here.
And I don't know if I did the peninsula justice, so kind of you're an artist. Paint the picture, you know, with your words. What does it look like where you live?
Oh, it's beautiful here, you know, and I'm lucky enough to work right on the beach. You imagine emerald green waters, sort of like somewhere between Fiji and Greece, except for, like, the landscape's super rugged and dry, like classic Australia. Yeah, big cliffs and on one side, and then, like, a beautiful big bay with gentle, calm waters on the other. And yeah, we've got some nice animals and hills and lots of forest. So it's a beautiful place, just an hour from the city.
Yeah, it's inspiring when I hear you talk about it, and probably a great place to be right now. So tell us what led to Queen Alexandra's coloring book.
Oh, I suppose I'm inspired by that 8-year-old me, or that, you know, 7-year-old girl who is talented, and I remember always, you know, butterflies was one of those things that I went through a stage of drawing over and over again because of the nice, easy shape. I guess that was the inspiration, you know, and yeah, I wanted to, I had my son, was born just a couple of years earlier, and I wanted to, I don't know, leave something, you know, in the world for him.
That he could see and that he would be aware that you created. So when you go, when you set out to create a coloring book, I mean, I'll just tell you, if it were me, it would be stick figures and it would be horrible because I do not have the beautiful talent that you have.
Like,
so when you sit down as an artist and you decide, okay, I'm going to do this, how do you work that out page by page? How do you design that?
I actually thought about it for a long time because I came up with the idea and when it was time to do it, when I was ready to do it, I actually got invited to go overseas to work on Loving Vincent. Loving Vincent was nominated for an Oscar and won Best Animated Feature at the European Film Awards. It's full-length feature film about Vincent van Gogh. And so I worked there for 6 months and had an amazing time over there. And the whole time knowing that when I got back to Australia that I was going to, you know, make a colouring book. So there's a lot of things that are therapeutic and beautiful about colouring books, you know. And so I looked into it a little bit and it seems like there was a lot of patterns and there was a lot of nature, and I thought the butterfly is perfect. It's both. It's, you know, it's nature with patterns in it. So, yeah. And then I got to Australia and then it was like full steam ahead. I had all of that painting fitness from 6 months of like every day working on it, you know? Yeah.
And so you were ready to put it together. You had the ideas that were already floating around. See that? Floating around in your head like a butterfly. And then there you go. You pull it together. When you see it actually take form, your artwork take form where you can share that with other people who get to also put their stamp on it, what does that feel like?
you mean... What do you mean?
You did the design. You hand me the book, and now I have all these. Yeah, and I have all these crowns, and I can color or do whatever I want with it.
Yeah. No, I'm stoked with the book. That's one of the things about it. Is like I've had so many children paint on it, and they're all doing amazing stuff. Like, can I show you? Look at this one.
Absolutely, and I'm gonna post that for the listeners to
That's
see.
5-year-old boy that did that at the time. So, it's great. I wouldn't mind if somebody took spray paint to it and just covered the whole thing and did a, it's paper, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm just, I hope, you know, there's some cool things in it, you know, the butterfly turns into a zebra and sort of like, I put a little, a little me into it.
Right. So and that's the whole thing about it. When you have twists in the coloring book, and I think the coloring book is for kids or for adults. I think anyone can use it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What did your
COVID and lockdown and, you know, it's you need something to keep you mind occupied and be focused on so that, you know, for your mental health and things. Anyone who, you know, likes coloring and it's cool. It's, you know, you need those things around you to be able to do spend that time, you know, clearing your mind.
What do you hope people take away from, they get the book, you know, they get the coloring book, what do you hope kids or older people take away from your, you know, getting your book and looking at really your artwork that they're filling in the pieces?
Well, so the thing that I've tried to do with this coloring book that I don't see a lot is it's shaded. It's not just outline drawings. It's shaded with grayscale. And so you could spill your cup of coffee on it and it'll look like this beautiful work of art. That's the trick to doing good paintings is to do good drawings. And so I guess if you bought the book and you want to take a slice of my knowledge, that's the most you could get out of it. Do some nice drawings and then, you know, then paint them and end up with some nice paintings.
Yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and by the way, you can get Queen Alexandra's coloring book on Amazon. You can find it a lot of different places. We're talking to Andrew Grimmer. And Andrew, you mentioned Loving Vincent and getting a chance to work on Loving Vincent. Tell everybody, and that was a beautiful film, tell everybody what you did on that film. What was your job?
I was one of the painters. I was a painter / animator. So I go in the morning, have my breakfast and paint, you know. We'd have like a projector and a camera behind us and a computer next to us and a board, like a canvas in front of us. And we project the shot and paint it and take a couple of photos. And then we click over to the next shot to make up the scene. And, so I had to like scrape the whole painting back and repaint it again from scratch. But I had all my colors set. And so I painted every day for 6 months, about 10 hours a day or 6 days a week. And had an absolute blast, fell in love with Poland, you know, in Gdansk is where we stayed. And I'd never been around history like that before. It was cool, really cool.
And what a cool opportunity for you, too. And it just goes to show if you take the leap, things will happen. Because you took the leap. Somebody told you to apply for that.
Yeah, that's right. I feel a little bit like I've just jumped off a cliff now, Kate. My parachute will open soon.
You did not. I think it's wonderful that you had that opportunity. It was a great learning opportunity to be with some really creative people, I can only imagine. And I can't wait to see what we see from you in the future.
Me too.
Perfect place to end this. Me too. I love that. We'll see what we see in the future out of Andrew. And I'm sure it's going to be lovely and amazing because who knows what he does next. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Absolute honor and pleasure. Good luck with everything.
Drink supertea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.